Rand Paul, Joe Biden will continue to spill our blood and treasure in foreign wars. By Robert Krajicek on August 25, 2020. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, warned that former Vice President Joe Biden would continue to spill our blood and treasure in overseas wars if elected president, offering his comments during his featured address as part of the Republican National Convention's RNC second evening on Tuesday. Paul stated that Biden has consistently called for more war, recalling his support for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq while a senator. Paul said, "I'm supporting President Trump because he believes, as I do, that a strong America cannot fight endless wars. We must not continue to leave our blood and treasure in Middle East quagmires." I flew with him to Dover Air Force Base to honor two soldiers whose remains were coming home from Afghanistan. I'll never forget that evening. I can tell you the president not only felt the pain of these families, but that the president is committed to ending this war. President Trump is the first president in a generation to seek to end war rather than start one. He intends to end the war in Afghanistan. He is bringing our men and women home. Madison once wrote, "No nation can preserve its freedom in the midst of continuous warfare." I'm proud to finally see a president who agrees with that. Compare President Trump with the disastrous record of Joe Biden, who had consistently called for more war. Joe Biden voted for the Iraq War, which President Trump has long called the worst geopolitical mistake of our generation. Joe Biden will continue to spill our blood and treasure. President Trump will bring our heroes home. If you hate war like I hate war, if you want us to quit sending $50 billion every year to Afghanistan to build their bridges instead of building them here at home, you need to support President Trump for another term. Paul has cautioned of a war caucus composed of war advocates among both Democrats and Republicans pursuing indefinite U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.